The agreement marked a fundamental shift in the Security Council's consideration of the Iranian nuclear issue, according to the resolution adopted by the 15-member body. Over the past decade, the Council had imposed and strengthened sanctions on the country aimed at ensuring the peaceful nature of its nuclear program. They included travel bans and asset freezes affecting individuals and companies. Samantha Power is the United States Ambassador to the UN.
90 days from today, when our respective capitals and legislatures have had a chance to carefully review the deal's provisions, the commitments in the JCPOA should take effect. Sanctions relief will begin only when Iran verifiably completes the initial steps necessary to bring its nuclear program in line with the deal.
The United States is one of the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council, alongside China, France, Russia, and the United Kingdom. The group, known as the P5, together with Germany, had negotiated the agreement with Tehran. For Iran's ambassador, Gholam Ali Khushru, the agreement represented the triumph of democracy as the most rational way to resolve differences in an interconnected world.
The JCPOA has the potential to help trigger a major development in this region towards more cooperation and coordination aimed at addressing the real issues at hand. Thus, we earnestly hope that it helps turn the page in our region, enabling countries to close the ranks and fight resolutely against violent extremism and to move towards more cooperation to address the grave threats that our region and the world face.
However, Israel expressed concern that the international community was taking steps to lift sanctions against Iran without waiting to see if the country would comply with the agreement. Ambassador Ron Prosser addressed journalists in New York.
There's a sad day because this agreement gives Iran a seat on the commission which will decide whether or not it has violated the agreement. This is like allowing a criminal to sit on the jury which will decide his own fate. You haven't changed Iran's ideology, which goes beyond proliferating deadly weapons and funding terror. It's not only that you have not cured the symptoms, you have strengthened the source of the problem.
The Security Council resolution requests that the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, verify and monitor Iran's nuclear-related commitments under the pact. The agency must also update the Security Council of this process as appropriate. Deanne Penn, United Nations.